Well, today is June 1st, so we begin this month of June, which is called the Month of the Sacred Heart. Every month has a particular devotion. May we honor our Blessed Mother. October, the Holy Rosary. And December, of course, the birth of Christ. Today, though, we begin the month of June in which we honor the Sacred Heart of Christ. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is such a beautiful spirituality and devotion. Whenever you see an image of our Lord's heart, He appears in the image as He appeared to St. Margaret Mary in Paray-le-Monial, France, in the year 1675. He appeared with His heart on fire with flames of love, which represented His burning love for each one of us. And St. Margaret Mary saw that His heart was crushed with a crown of thorns and pierced by the lance, in reminding us of the sufferings of Jesus, His passion, that He died on the cross for us, that the soldier thrust the lance through His heart, piercing His Sacred Heart, and to wash away our sins. And again, the crown of thorns represents the humility of Jesus, that He suffered and was mocked for our salvation. And then His heart is always surmounted by a cross, the triumph of the cross. And there's always rays of light that come forth from the Sacred Heart, reminding us that Jesus is the light of the world. And when our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary, He had one arm open like this and the other one pointing to His Sacred Heart. And He said, "Behold the heart which so loves mankind, but receives so little love back in return." I wanted to talk for a few moments today about this devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, because the Lord said many things when He appeared to St. Margaret Mary, and they're summarized into the 12 promises for families and individuals who are devoted to His Sacred Heart. Jesus says that if you're devoted to Him in His devotion to the Sacred Heart, Jesus says, "I will give you all the graces necessary for the duties of your state in life." So whether you're a wife, a widow, a mother, grandmother, father, husband, priest, nun, lawyer, doctor, teacher, homemaker, no matter what you are in life, if you're devoted to His Sacred Heart, Jesus says, "I will give you all the graces you need to become a saint in your state in life." Then He says, "I will establish peace in their families," that those who honor the Sacred Heart would have peace in their families. And isn't that what we need today in this world, is peace in marriages, peace between children, peace between parents and their children, peace between brothers and sisters, peace in families. Then He says, "I will bless every place in which the picture of my heart is exposed and honored." So every one of you should have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your home, maybe in your living room or your dining room or family room, some place where you give it a place of honor, and then enthrone Christ as King and Lord of your home. And Jesus says He will bless that house if it has the image of His most Sacred Heart. He then says, "I will console you in all your difficulties." Notice the Lord is sort of sneaky. He doesn't say, "I'll take away all your difficulties." Jesus is smart. He says, "I'll console you in all your difficulties." So being a Christian does not take away your problems, but you'll be strengthened and comforted in the midst of your crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. The Lord also promised to be your refuge during life, and especially at the hour of your death, if you're devoted to His Sacred Heart. And that's what we say in the Hail Mary, right? "Pray for us now and at the hour of our death." It's really the only two times you ever really need help, is right now and at the hour of our death. Then He says, "I will pour abundant blessings upon all your undertakings, your work, your family, your business, your activities. He'll pour blessings upon all your undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart an ocean of mercy." The confessional is where we come in touch with the ocean of God's mercy, And ever, you've been to the beach, you've seen the beautiful ocean. Imagine Jesus' heart, he says, is an ocean of mercy. Then he says, lukewarm souls will become fervent. And we certainly have lots of lukewarm souls in the Catholic Church today that go to Mass at Christmas and Easter, you know, or not even at all. Jesus promises that the lukewarm will become fervent. And then he says, the fervent souls will rise speedily to great perfection. You are among the fervent souls. You're here at daily Mass. And Jesus says, if you want to grow in perfection and holiness, be devoted to His Sacred Heart. And then, one of my favorites, I will give to priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. And I've seen this as a priest and visiting nursing homes. I remember as a young priest, we came across a man who was very bitter against the church and against Christ. He wouldn't allow people to talk to him or visit him. And so we all made a novena to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. All the members of the Legion of Mary, we prayed for him. And then I went to see him after we had prayed a great deal to the Sacred Heart. And he was open. He was changed. He was willing to talk. Went to confession, received anointing and the last rites. He died a few weeks later in friendship of God. That was, I believe, the Sacred Heart of Jesus touched his most hardened heart. The last two, number 11 and 12, are those who promote this devotion will have their names written on the Lord's heart, never to be erased. So if you promote devotion to the Sacred Heart through novenas and through giving out holy cards and spreading the word, Jesus says, your name will be written on Jesus' heart, never to be erased. And lastly, number 12, which is the greatest of all the promises, that those who go to Mass and Communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months, making a novena of Masses, and go to confession once a month during that time, around the first Friday, will not die without the sacraments, nor in the displeasure of God. You will not die without final penitence, final conversion. My Divine Heart will be your refuge even at the last moment. So this is called the promise of the 9 first Fridays. So every month on the first Friday, go to Mass, go to Communion, go to Confession once a month, and make the novena of Masses in honor of the Sacred Heart. And Jesus does promise you that you will not die in the state of being at enmity with God. He will not let you die without the sacraments, without His mercy, or without His good pleasure. So Jesus does promise the grace of final conversion, final repentance to those who have honored Him in this way. And I've seen this over 26 years as a priest, that those who have been devoted, that the Lord brings them back even at the end of their life, and they die with the sacraments. So during the month of June, again, encourage you to increase your devotion to our Lord Jesus in the Most Sacred Heart.